Hello?
Is this Erin?
Yes, it is.
Erin, this is Dr. Bob Huizinga.
Hi there.
Hi. I had a 15-minute consultation scheduled with you at this time. Is that correct?
Right.
Good. Good. So how are you doing today, Erin?
I'm okay. Can I ask you just to hold for a minute?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. I had to down for 340, so I'm not quite prepared. That's okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay, thank you.
You are ready?
Yes.
Okay, good. What are some questions you might have, or what have you been thinking about?
Well, I've got a husband who's seeing another woman and won't give her up and has moved out, came back a couple times. Had a secret email, couldn't stop calling her, and now he's moved out. He's not told me he wants a divorce. He's not told me he doesn't love me. He's not told me really anything. He's just gone.
He's gone.
He's gone, and he comes around. He's nice and civil. He cares about the kids. He still cries every once in a while when he comes over.
Mm-hmm.
He looks me in the eyes when he leaves as if he wants to say something but doesn't.
Okay.
But he's not said to me anything about, I'm leaving you, I want a divorce. I don't know if he's not doing it because he can't hurt me. He doesn't want to hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
Or if he just is really not sure.
Okay. What do you make of his crying or looking into your eyes as if he wants to say something? How do you understand that?
I don't know. I don't know what to think. It's interesting because the person he's with is also married, and she has told my husband she's divorcing him and proceeding. And so she's not hiding my husband from her husband, but my husband has not told me that he's moved out with this woman. He thinks that I think he's just in a hotel.
Okay.
I know that he's moved out and she's over there all the time.
Okay.
So he's not telling me that. He's changed his address and not telling me. So it's almost like he's still hiding it.
Okay, he's still hiding.
That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, he doesn't speak to his family. I think he feels terribly guilty. She has some mental issues as far as depression. She's on medication. She's very needy. My counselor basically said this is an addiction. They call each other 20 times a day. They text each other in the middle of the night. She's 29. He's 40.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how long has this been going on? How long have you had your relationship with her?
I found out in December, but I have a feeling he's a stay-at-home dad, she's a stay-at-home mom. They got together, I think, probably a year ago when my other one was in preschool, and they saw each other. I think they became friends and started talking, and his bitterness has really increased over the last year. So I almost feel like he's only said it's been since fall, since school started, but I think it's been earlier because of just the way he's progressively been bitter towards me.
Okay.
But it's not, he's never said, I don't love you. He says, I care deeply for you, and I care about what happens to you. I don't know if he can say it, that's the thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what do you think would hold him back?
I don't know. He's always said he doesn't want to hurt her because she's very needy and has lots of problems in her past. Her brother committed suicide. Her father is gone. Her mother's got mental issues, too. And she's got all of it. She has an abusive priest. She's been married twice. This is her second one married. Now she's going to have a third. And her previous husband was abusive. So she's got a lot of mental issues. And she's been saying to my husband that he's the only one that understands her, which is all the things she's been telling her previous husband at 7 years ago.
Okay.
So my husband has fallen for this, thinks it's love, called her his soulmate. And there I am here working my life around him, thinking that I have nothing to worry about, and find out about this affair. So I don't know how to act now when he comes around. He's been a little bit nicer. He's asked about my day. Am I taking that as he just wants to be nice to get the kids, or should I? I just don't know what.
Okay.
How I can get him to talk.
How do you respond to him?
How do I?
Yeah. What do you say? What do you do?
I don't know because he doesn't. What I've done is I've stopped talking about the relationship. I've already written him letters, I've cried, I've done all the things you're not supposed to do when you're bored. And so since about 3 weeks ago, I stopped calling him, I stopped crying, I stopped asking where he is, I stopped criticizing her, his love affair, I just pretty much stopped.
Okay, and how has he responded? Have you noticed any shifts or any changes?
But just that he's a little bit nicer and less cold, and he asked about my day, and I have a problem going on from a previous employer, and he always asks, how's that going along?
Mm-hmm.
And those are the things I've noticed, and the looking in the eyes, which he hasn't done in a while, and the crying every once in a while when he comes over. But now he's like, Steven, stop that crying. So I don't know if, I think she is his therapy.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's convincing him, you can do whatever you want.
Okay.
You're a strong man. And I just feel powerless against this woman who's been through therapy, so she knows how to talk the talk. You know what I mean?
Okay. You feel helpless then with him, you mean, in terms of what?
Right. In terms of connecting with him like she is.
Okay.
And saying the things right. And helping him open up to me, because he's put that wall up to me, and every emotion, every thought goes to her now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you've been trying to compete with that in some ways?
Right.
Okay. Okay. And of course that's not going to work, is it?
I don't know.
No.
I guess not.
No, I won't. Now, what would you really like to say to him?
Well, I would like to say that I know that you are now in an apartment. I know that she's practically living with you. I know that you have now a new checking account. You're moving on with your life. And I want to say...
Well, no, just a minute. You're not sure. I wouldn't say that you're moving on with your life, because I'm not sure he is.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. But I think it might be an interesting strategy to say to him, I know that she's there, I know, you know, give the details of what you do now and just put it out on the table.
Okay.
What do you think would happen?
I think he'd probably feel really guilty.
Okay.
He may cry, I don't know.
Okay. What would he feel guilty about?
Not telling me, hiding it.
Okay, you think he feels guilty about that, or you're not sure?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but he's not, like I said, since day one, he's never told me I want to leave you. In fact, probably about March 5th was the last time I had told him, forget it, I'm done competing with her, she won, I've got to be strong for my kids, I'll see you later. I kissed him, he was crying. 2 days later, March 5th was the last day he called back and said, I don't want to leave you, I want to come home, but I'm not welcome. I said, yes, you are, we just need to work through some changes. He's crying on the phone, we talk all day, had a nice day, and then he calls her at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And he's never come home since.
Okay.
So it's like he goes to her, and those buttons are pushed, and he doesn't come home.
Okay. And you don't know, we could guess what's going on within him, but we really don't know, do we?
Right. Because he won't talk.
He's a closed book in some ways. Has your relationship been more open, or is he always kind of a person who is closed?
He's usually closed. Both of us, you know, I would say leading up to this time, I had a very stressful job, and he wasn't, he's a drummer, he wasn't playing very much. I think we just stopped talking. I think we stopped being friends because life got in the way. So now I'm trying to compete with this 29-year-old who's friendly and happy and outgoing and youthful and admires him as a musician. And here I am, a responsible mom, working. I was always the working one of the family. He always stayed home to take care of the kids.
Okay.
And now he's fallen in love with a stay-at-home mom, what I've always wanted to be. And so I've built up some resentment in that, you know.
Well, who's going to take care of things now for him?
Well, now he's got a job, first time in 5 years since I've been asking him, but he doesn't get a job for me, he gets one for her.
Okay, so she's jerking him around now.
Yeah.
How long will he tolerate that?
I don't know. Well, I don't think he thinks it's jerking around. He thinks he needs to rescue her from her problem. He has told people that.
He feels important with her.
Yes, he does.
Because she's pretty needy.
Right.
And you're not a needy person, so he doesn't feel that he has anyone to rescue with you.
Right, right.
Okay. So he needs to be needed.
Mm-hmm.
And he feels less of that with you because you're, you know, you don't need him to the degree that she supposedly needs him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. Right. So what can I say? How do I act? What do I do to even, I don't know, honey.
Okay, what do you think of saying? What are a couple things that you have thought of doing that might shift some?
I want to tell him, part of me, everything I've been reading says you have to act happy and confident and not be so needy. But then I think this is a reverse situation. I think he needs neediness. But I don't know, maybe because I've been the working person, he feels like I don't need him.
Well, if you get into being needy, you're in essence kind of competing with her, and you're probably going to lose there.
Right.
But she's a lot more needy than you are, the way it sounds.
Right. Mm-hmm. And knowing him, he's very focused and he can only think of one thing at a time, and he doesn't like to be bothered a lot. I almost sometimes feel that he's going to get sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
Part of me feels he's going to get sick of it.
Yeah, that's probably pretty accurate. That relationship probably will have a short lifespan, especially if they're around each other a lot.
Right.
So you're wondering what you might say differently, what you might do differently, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because now I pretty much I don't call him. I talk about the kids. I talk about bills, and then I leave him out the door, and I don't ask him to stay. I don't. You know, he looked at me that one night, and I said, "Is there something you want to talk about? You want to come in and talk about something?"
Mm-hmm.
"No, not now," he said.
Mm-hmm.
And so next night he looked at me the same way. "So why are you looking at me like that? Is there something you want to say?" "No."
"Do you really want to be married to him?"
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's different.
Different? Okay. You like different, huh?
He's different than a lot of guys. He's very sensitive.
Okay.
Fun, and we love music together, although now he has shared all of our secrets and all of our music love with someone else now.
Okay. So you're willing to put up with this and see where this goes and kind of wait for him?
Yeah, for a little while.
What's a little while? What do you mean?
Well, if he doesn't tell me anything, I mean, how long do I go on with him leading this secret life? And even if, like, she'll call while we were doing taxes last night and his phone rang.
Okay.
I know it's her. I didn't say anything this time around. Like, hey, there she is. She's summoning you. I didn't say a word.
Okay. So what you?
I could tell he was uncomfortable.
All right. So what's underneath this, which I'd really, really like to say to him, is something like, "I know more than what you think I know, and from what I know, my time span here with you is limited.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, I will draw a line.
Okay.
Because I will not tolerate sharing you with someone else. And I absolutely hate competing with the younger woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to put myself or be in a situation where I have to live that way.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. I care about you. You're funny. You're unique. We've shared some good things together. But this is really, really pushing me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get pushed too far, I would draw a line. I don't want to do that. I hate to do that. I hate to think about that, but it's a possibility.
Now, I just found out that she was researching doing divorces on your own without a lawyer, and she's already confronted her husband and said, you know, "I want you to think about what things you want in the house, and you can have the house, the kids will live here, I'll move out, blah, blah, blah." So she's proceeding with her husband. And last night, she had to get out of the house for it. I noticed because her husband and I have been talking. We're friends now.
Okay.
Because we need any care for support.
Okay.
But so she's proceeding with her husband. Chris, my husband, hasn't said a word to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they're planning on one day they're going to come to the spouses and say, here's papers. Knowing my husband, he may not say a word and just give me papers.
Mm-hmm.
They mail them in the mail because he doesn't want to talk to me.
Okay.
So I have to be prepared for him.
Well, what state do you live in? What are your laws are regarding divorce?
Oh, Wisconsin is 50-50 no matter what.
For how long? 6-month waiting period?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So another thing that you can say to him, and this is probably really reflective of the truth, is it seems to me like you're digging a hole for yourself and you don't even know it. Except sometimes you may know it because of the tears that you experience. And there's
mm-hmm.
something there, there's probably a message coming from within you that's saying, something's not quite right here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Could you hear yourself saying that to him?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you think it'd be helpful, or how would you modify that at all?
What I'm scared of is that part of me feels if I do that, is he going to go running back to her and saying, guess what, Aaron's done with me, now I'm free? Or is he going to take it as, well, I'm going to lose my wife? Because already he's living a life without me and
mm-hmm.
seems to be fine with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you're not sure he's fine with it.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
No. Or you're not sure how long he will be fine with it. And it
right.
sounds like he may not be either.
Right.
Then you're not sure the degree to which she's yanking his chain.
Right.
And she probably is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But how do I get him to see that if he doesn't want to see
you
it?
You don't. I think you can't persuade him or convince him of that. You just point out some things
mm-hmm.
and you let him know that you care about him. You would hope that you could have a good relationship with him, but you know you're not going to share him with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
All right, has this been helpful?
I think so.
Okay.
A little bit.
Okay. Yeah, give it some thought, and it sounds like,
okay.
you know, there's some, you're in the midst of some confusion here because you're not really getting much information from him.
That's right.
You really are not getting enough information to base a lot of decisions on, so that's why I'm suggesting you have to kind of shake up the boat here a little bit
mm-hmm.
and see what happens. Don't shake it up too hard. Because you want to shake it up just enough to get more input from him.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say something or do something, always make sure that it's thought out and that you can go back on it if need be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense, Aaron?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thank you for participating in this, and I certainly wish you the best.
Sure. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.